You're listening to SBS News.
Thousands of Australians living with disability who are desperate to enter the workforce have been given an admission they've been let down. The federal government has announced an overhaul of the Disability Employment Services Program, or DESS. The Social Services Minister is Amanda Rishworth.
Unfortunately, we've seen a number of poor providers and poor services that have not been delivering. So we will be transitioning these services out of the system and making sure that people living with a disability get the support they deserve.
Of the 104 current providers working with the scheme, 44 will have some contracts with the Commonwealth discontinued. 8 will be axed altogether.
These poor performing providers and poor performing services are across states and territories. And of course, there are, as I said, many high performing services that are doing a good job, and people living with a disability that are with poor performing services will be transitioned to high performing services, and we will be working with them for that, because quite frankly, people living with a disability deserve the best possible service and support to get a job.
The department estimates some 15,000 people are affected by the changes. That's out of around 310,000 people using the program. This regular review follows testimony at the Disability Royal Commission, where witnesses spoke about how the DESS program was often found wanting. Many providers were unable to place job seekers in appropriate roles, matching their skills and abilities. Dominic Hongduk Golding told the Royal Commission in 2020 he had 2 master's degrees, but couldn't find a job in his relevant fields of social work or intercountry adoption.
I was looking for work that was relatively permanent, wasn't infrequent, and it was matched to the community development and social work background that I have the training of. But the DESS providers, both of those DESS providers, were kind of scratching their heads about, they couldn't really find me employment or placement in that sector.
Advocates say reform is long overdue. Just 53% of people of working age with a disability are employed, compared with 84% of those without a disability. Professor Simon Darcy is from the Business School at the University of Technology, Sydney.
We know that the figures are irrefutable. Over the last 20 years, there hasn't been a change in the number of people with active workforce participation with a disability.
The peak body for providers says it's confident a majority of the sector is reaching standards. Rick Kane is the Chief Executive of Disability Employment Australia.
In effect, the government is saying there's a small element that isn't operating, but there's a much larger element that is operating successfully. If I put it in another context, 15,500 participants is about 5% of the program's caseload. So that means 95% is delivering a very good or an excellent sort of program for their participants and for the government.
Amanda Rishworth.
I must point out there are some great disability employment services delivering good outcomes for people living with a disability. It's not good enough that their reputation is dragged down as a result of poor performers.
On Monday, Canberra will host a disability employment roundtable with key interest groups, laying the groundwork for further action at the upcoming Jobs and Skills Summit. Simon Darcy says affirmative action, procurement and employment targets should all be on the agenda.
We need people with disability with the requisite skills at the summit in September. We need to be sitting at the table with everybody else, looking at the complexity of employing people at a time where, if we can't get people employed at the moment with the incredible low unemployment rates, when are we going to get people with disability employed?
Claire Slattery, SBS News.